Welcome to Teachers Off Duty. If this is your first time joining us, my name is Rebecca Rogers. I'm R. Rogers World on all social media platforms.
My name is Tel Williams. I'm Mr. Williams Pre-K on social media platforms.
I'm Bree Richardson, Honest Teacher Vibes on all social media platforms. Follow me on YouTube because it sucks and I don't have any followers.
And I'm Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in fifth on all social media. And I forgot to check my YouTube.
We know that like the bane of teachers' existence, like the butt of most jokes, is going to be teacher evaluations. Hey! Lauren hit 300K on YouTube. 300K. Oh my gosh, I knew it would be so soon.
Okay.
But anyways, celebration.
Okay. I just wanted to dance for Tuesday. Okay, we're good.
We're good. We celebrated.
Congratulations. Nah, you got to get up and do the Dougie in the middle of the flow.
But anyways, we know something that all all teachers can relate to is evaluations and admin evals, whether they go not as expected or something goes wrong.
Can I give a sound effect?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
That's what I think of when I think of evaluations.
Oh, my. See, I feel like everyone has such different experiences with evaluations.
No, we all suck. It all sucks.
I mean, it all sucks, but like for different reasons. For different reasons.
True that.
So like for mine, you know, especially as a new teacher, I wanted to know what I needed to fix. What do you think that I could have done better? And my admin wouldn't stay for more than, 5-10 minutes in the classroom? And I'm
they only have to watch for 10 minutes.
What do you mean? How do you know? You were only there for 10 minutes and Jimmy was giving a project.
At least they said you were great. It could have been like, you were awful. You saw 10 minutes, man.
Like, right. What? And Jimmy was giving a presentation. Like, how do you, you didn't see anything I did. Yeah.
See,
you know what they saw? The objective on the board. That's what was great.
This is my strategy. whatever point you come in, because they try to come in at the beginning of the class, you're going to come in when I'm taking attendance, they doing bell work. Don't play with me. That's 10 right. minutes. Matter of fact, really play with me. And as soon as you walk in, I'm going to be like, okay, guys, time to take our restroom break. You're going to be toe up. Because what you observing other than chaos? Because it's a hot mess when they go to the bathroom. I ain't going to do it. They do be in there for longer than 5 or 10. I don't know what kind of eval.
See, they're supposed to be 30 to 45 minutes, but depending on the kind of administrator you get.
Yeah.
I mean, at my first school, I kid you not, they were only in there for a couple minutes, and I'm like, you didn't look at anything.
During the pandemic, they was short because they really didn't have time.
What did you do?
I was thinking of like my ed TPA from college. It was a 10-minute clip, and that's what they were judging you on. That's what I was thinking of. You are right. It is like 30 minutes.
Right. It's supposed to be. And the one time it wasn't, it was during – so at my last school, you know – I'm on the losing it. So
we're tired.
My principal was the one
we're
who
talking
did
about evaluations
all...
and
listen, I got blamed for my evaluations.
Hearing
so
the
tired.
Word evaluation like puts me in panic mode, okay?
Yeah.
But so like we were learning about Native Americans. We were talking about the Incas, the Aztecs, and we were talking about how you know, there were some Native American tribes who, you know, preserved their ancestors, their family members as mummies, and how interesting it was that, you know, they were so far away
that
from
whole process
Egypt.
Is like kind of
right.
And like, I get to teach that like that standard a little bit, like a touch
so
on
cool.
it. It's so interesting to hear about their ways of life.
And it's awesome, and it's so interesting to talk to the kids about, because, you know, Egypt and, you know, South America or Mesoamerica are so far away from each other geographically. There was no way the
so
two
like,
types of
that,
places would have been able, but they had, you know, pyramid-type structures. They used mummification, just really interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I had the kids watch a clip, and then, of course, as we come back to discuss the clip, my principal pops in for an observation, like on Zoom, you know,
or in at the right time. Right.
And so
wait,
I had,
on your Google Meet during remote learning.
On Google Meet, yeah. On Google Meet.
Boy, bye. No.
Bye, Felicia.
And the kids were like, Miss Rogers, like, question, you know, they said that they, you know, the mummified ancestors, you know, they sit at the dinner table, they sit them, like, they put them in the bathroom in case they have to use the bathroom, like, they act as if,
moving them,
you know,
up?
They, yes,
they did?
As if, yeah, they dress them up as if they're still there, you know, they're still the heads of the family.
I thought they was in that little tomb or whatever, that
no,
little thing.
No, not,
but
not in Mesoamerica.
But if I walk by the house and they mummies sit.
And so, my kids straight up ask me, they have no idea the principal's there. Like, they don't get it. They straight up ask me if they position the mummies to do, like, sexual things.
Oh,
and I was like,
I know you teach high school because of that.
I just started panicking, and I was like, I don't think so. And then of course,
why
like
would they even ask
no,
that?
No, no, like let's move on. And then of course another kid chimes in. I just Googled it because you know they're on, there are people who have found it. I'm like, mute. Like, oh, is your microphone off? I don't know what happened. So sorry.
Them kids be saying crazy stuff. Somebody sent me a story one time and said that the superintendent of the schools came in to observe them. If the superintendent of the schools walks in to observe me, I'm probably going to pass out.
That's scary.
I don't like people watching me. Why when they come in to do an observation, they always go to the kid that has no idea what we're doing?
Oh, every sleep, time.
Every class period. I should observe y'all going to the wrong student. Check, went to talk to the wrong student. You're fired. So he sat behind. If you watch me on TikTok, my name for my character is Tristan. That's who, like, it's a representation of all the boys in my classes that are crazy and that irritate me, but I love them. So you know our kids, like, they don't, especially you teach in the inner city, mm-hmm. don't like new people, okay? Because who is this guy? Especially if you walk in like a suit and tie, who are you?
And they're protective of their teachers.
They are protective of their teacher, because who are you? How are you just gonna walk in my teacher's classroom, Miss Richardson, who is that? How's you walking? This ain't in his classroom. He don't even go here. I ain't never even seen my man before.
He doesn't even go here.
It's fine. Chill. So he came in and sat right behind Tristan. Tristan turned around, look at his teacher, during her observation, turns around and goes, who the hell is this guy? And points to him, like, behind. And the teacher was like, I literally wanted to melt into the floor. And she was like, the superintendent was, because he used to be a teacher. So he was like, it's fine. But kids are protective of that. They don't like new teachers. No new friends.
No. Well, in my school, okay, so like I said before, I used to teach in an inner city school. And it was a school that was under academic watch. So, like, we had the state in there. We had the county in there all the time. So they used to do walkthroughs. Like, on a daily basis, much. And they could come in at any point in time. But they wouldn't just come in and it'd be, like, the principal and, like, the county lady. It would be, like, the principal, the superintendent, the associate superintendent, the county lady, the leader of the education, whatever. Like, there would be, like, seven people standing in the back of the room. And they're like, just carry on.
And the kids are like, why these people back there standing here watching us? Like, they're the police. I don't know these people.
No, they're like, I am not. And they come in with, like and, you know, I know we've all seen, like, the parody TikToks of, like, the principals coming in the classroom. They always come in with the jingly keys and the walkie-talkie. And the walkie-talkie.
Like, ma'am, silence your walkie-talkie and your keys. And while you at it, silence yourself. Don't say no words. I hear y'all back there whispering. And I can't focus, and neither can my
kids. I'm also confused.
What are you learning about?
We have a master key to the entire. So, like, when you come in, you have a key to the thing, and then it opens all the. Why do you have 14,000 keys on that? Okay, so I can physically, like, hear the pre-K early childhood people, like, get, like, I'm not, like, gatekeeping observations.
Right.
So, it, like, the director or principal ones, like, those suck.
We have
to be observed by the state once or twice a year, and then every so often, if you're in the Head Start program, you get a federal agent come in and observe your classroom all day.
Yeah.
And they do not, you are not allowed to talk to them. They cannot talk to the students, and they just leave. You have no idea how you did.
Do the kids talk to them?
The kids talk. Of course the kids talk to them.
Right, okay.
And they don't just, we're not here. I'm like, these kids have some kind of, like, a lot of my students have trauma that you can't just, like, walk in.
They're like, mom, looking at my facial today and stared at me all day.
And, like, we're technically not allowed. We're supposed to be, like, outside of, I'm not here. Ma'am, you are just sitting there, just, like, lurking over these kids.
With your iPad.
Orthopedic shoes on.
It's always the iPad.
Always.
It's odd. And how you do that day, out of one day of observations. And there's rules like this. Were the children's cots 6 feet away from each other, head, toe, and sides, for 20 kids in the classroom during nap time? No, it was not. Well, then you get a 1 or a 0. Like, when you went outside,
why don't you add some extra square footage?
Also,
and then we'll have them
part
six feet apart.
Like, did you go outside today for this amount of time for free outside time? Like, you didn't, like, there wasn't a game you were playing. Oh, it was only 23 degrees. You can't go outside. So I'm going to have to dock you for that, though. Even though you have no.
You get docked for that. You can't.
You can't. I can't. These are the observations that you have at the pre-K level.
I would have been like, every kid, get your boots and your coat. We're going outside.
We're going outside. Y'all going to freeze today.
I'm like, it's fine. It's actually, I think that with the wind chill, it's actually a little bit warmer.
You're
like,
be a popsicle today.
It is. And little things, like, anytime they come back from outside, they have to wash their hands. And anytime that they go from one act to another, they have to wash their hands. And so it's like, you practice, like, you know what they're coming, so you practice, like, the week before, and then they're in there, and you're like, oh no, you sneezed, Johnny. What do you do now? And he's like, say, excuse me? I'm like, go wash your hands. Like, you know how you like talk to your kids before they come?
Like, but you can't say, go wash your hands.
No,
because obviously in that moment, Johnny doesn't know. So tell him, teach him. Yeah. Like, but that's but then you the get docked for that. It makes robots, no sense.
What really makes no sense, and I still don't understand. Like, it is 2020 or 2022. Yes.
It is 2020 again.
I don't know what time
what
it is.
What year is
it?
2020
felt like a long time.
It is 2022. I'm like really struggling this episode, y'all. It's fine.
It's okay. We
it is 2022. How do administrators still not understand that the kids don't read the objective on the board?
They don't care.
I don't understand.
But they know it's not for the kids, because I tried to read the standard to my kids. My kids looking at me like, Miss Richardson, why are you reading this to us? We don't even know what you just said. The half of the words you just read, I don't know what. I can't spell them, nor can I understand what you're talking about.
No. Like, I will, like, I'm not gonna try and pretend like I'm perfect. Like, at the beginning of lessons,
we know you're perfect, Lauren.
Do not say that, because I'll get some people coming after me. Thinking
and let them come. Let them come. Let them come.
Mad about her eyeliner again.
Oh my God, we'll get to that. I'm like, if you want to fight, just say
someone
that
told thing. Lauren she was unprofessional because she wears eyeliner.
If you want me to teach you, just say it. Like, it's not that hard. Anyway, at the beginning of a lesson, like, I'm not going to pretend like I say it every single time, because I'm human. I forget.
Right.
But for the most part, like, I'll tell them, like, okay, when I'm reading this book to you today, I want you to blah, blah, blah. And that's their purpose for learning.
Right.
But if I'm going to sit there at the front of my board and say, I can analyze historical, scientific, and technical texts. No.
You lost them as soon as you said analyze. They didn't hear nothing else after that.
Yeah, you started talking. I was like, what is she pointing at?
Exactly. That's what the kids do.
I heard a word I didn't like at the beginning.
See,
of that.
You guys are the students today.
Oh my gosh. For real. I get so stressed out when they come in and watch. Like, now I feel less stressed out, but I still get so nervous. Like, my first year teaching, it used to stress me out so bad when they came in to observe that, like, my hands would be shaking and I would literally be sweating. Like, it was like the most nerve-wracking thing.
Yeah.
It was so, I'm like, I don't like for people to watch me. I know that's like, that sounds weird.
It's not
weird.
It's critiquing.
No. Like, they're looking for something wrong.
They have to find something.
That's nerve-wracking.
Well, and I think it also depends on the administrator. So, like, if I'm comparing my two school experiences, like, obviously, the school I taught at that was under academic watch, they are stressed, and therefore they translate that to us. So every time I was being evaluated by my principal, I knew I was going to get it. Like, it didn't matter what I did. I could have taught the greatest lesson on earth. I was still going to get, like, developing or skilled.
Yeah.
No one's getting, what is it?
Proficient?
No, it's like the highest tier. I forget.
Accomplished?
Accomplished. I don't even reach that. So that's why I don't even know what it's called.
I don't even know the word for it.
I can't spell that
one. So, like, my new principal, though, at the school I'm at currently, I love her, and I don't get nervous teaching in front of her now, because I know, like, she sees me for what I'm worth.
She knows.
She's not, like, out to get me, you know what I mean?
Right.
To catch me doing something wrong. So, like,
which is sometimes
I think it depends
how it feels
on the relationship,
like,
and how your principal makes you feel, too.
I don't like, too, the fact that, like, there's some things in your classroom you just can't control.
Exactly.
Yes. Like, one time my principal walked past. My kids had been working on stuff, and I love my principal. Like, he's a really great principal. Some of these people, the stories y'all be sending me about y'all's principals, baby, my principal could never. He would never do that. But he walked past, and my principal's like, he's pretty serious looking. Like, he's a really kind person, but his face, like, he just looks serious. And so it was my first year, and I was a long-term sub my first year, so I didn't know him that well. I didn't know our sixth grade principal that well.
You get evaluated as a long-term sub?
No, this wasn't the evaluation. Okay. This just has to do with, like, the principal, like, the random times they pop up. So my kids don't ever throw things. Like, it was just such a random thing. Like, they know, don't play with me, don't throw nothing in my class. A kid threw a paper ball for some odd reason. It popped somebody, like, right on the forehead, and this girl who never says anything, she don't never laugh, she don't never talk, she don't never say nothing, started howling, laughing, like cackling.
Like, really loud.
My principal came walking past, and he stopped dead in his tracks and came and looked in my door, and I was looking at him, and he was looking at me, and we was looking at each other, and I wanted to be like, sir, I really don't know why she laughed like that.
No,
like,
idea what happened.
Please hear me when I say that. I promise they don't laugh like that. Like, she don't even talk. She don't never say no words. If a fire break out, she would have had to have a whistle, because she don't never say nothing.
Yeah. It's funny to me that they think that we can control them.
Yeah.
As if, like, we force them to pick up the wad of paper and chuck it across the room and force her to cackle at it.
Why would you do that? Like, after the fact, you know, you ask the kids why they did. I ain't do that. That's all you told her dang old paper.
Especially her, if she's never talked before, you probably be like, why did she laugh? And she's like, I'll never laugh again.
Oh my God. She talks, but like that was just such an uncharacteristic thing for her because she never would just bust out. But if you would have seen it, it's like the paper flew across the room in slow motion and literally hit a kid square in the middle of the forehead. And the sound that it made when it hit them was like, it just popped right off of that, and she could not even control the laughter that came. And I just did not know how to explain to him, like, sir, I promise they don't be in here acting the fool like that. Oh, but for some reason,
it
stressed me out.
That you can't even control. I had someone send me a story, and they said that they were evaluated by admin.
Yeah,
they teach science, and the entire room has no windows, you know? So, like, even though there's
I cannot imagine being in a classroom with no windows.
Isn't that
weird? How do you do science? I can't see outside.
That's literally my brother's classroom. It's a science lab and has, like, no exterior, like, windows, doors, nothing.
So they
and
in jail.
It's like, yeah, you're in prison up. All day.
Though. Right, that can happens. Be dangerous. Yeah. Like,
you better hope that ventilation's good.
Yeah. But so, you know, there's no windows. It's completely windowless. And so, you know, there's the fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
We were really struggling today. And so, you know, you have those, but there's no windows. There's no natural light. In the entire time during the post-op observation, the principal just wanted to talk to them about how it was too dark in the room and that she really should be investing in some lamps.
Okay,
because there need
it.
To be more what lamps. Mean, and she's like, I don't get paid enough to pay for all of these lamps
again,
at different points
bye.
Of the room.
And what's like, wrong with the fluorescent lights? Were that fluorescent? Because them some like police lights. Like them,
I don't know.
Why, were they not bright enough?
I have no idea. She just said that the principal was like, you need more lights. You should invest
in
some lamps.
Did you say what grade she taught?
I want to say it was like a high school level.
Oh.
This would be my face with that admin looking at me going, buy more lamps. I'd be like,
what?
You buy more lamps.
Like,
you
the woman it. Was too stunned
there,
to speak.
You do it.
I make $12 every week.
Okay.
You buy that lamp.
You do it. Like, they be making this, me mad sometimes.
They don't update some of the standards. So when I remember being like looking at our state evals and like, you know, when it says like the classroom has to be set, because your classroom has to be set up a very specific way, and they still
went
by
I had to do a practicum in pre-K. It is legit
hard.
It's intense. People don't think pre-K like, is
I don't
like
think
it is
you
intense.
You like they'll be like your imaginative play and your library area cannot be in the same spot.
What?
And this one has to have three corners to it, but this one has to have two.
What is the logic behind that?
What
it is
like the dramatic play area
has to have like the most bizarre thing ever, but they did things and we had no idea how to gauge it. I was lucky enough that my room had like two, it was all one room, but there was like a little like pathway that between the two it was huge.
Yeah.
And the second one where we did all of the arts stuff and like it was nothing but windows. It was amazing. But the other side only had one window, so it got pretty dark.
Right.
And we were looking at how bright does it have to be, because I don't use... You're technically in pre-K, they in like early childhood, they tell you not to use fluorescent light and to use more natural lighting or like low lighting because it's calming.
Yeah.
But then there's the thing I was like, it has to be at least 12 candlelights.
12 candlelights?
What in the 1800s are you taught? What is a
candlelight? What
candle
in the tassel shoes?
And so I sat there and I was like, I worked at an electrical department at a tool store. at a hardware store. And I was thinking to myself, I sold light bulbs. I've never heard of candlelight. I've
That's
heard of
like,
watts.
Okay, in my hometown, there like we have a fair every year. And inside the fairgrounds, there is like a preserved old village. And it's like, I love going every year just because it's cool to see.
Right. Yeah.
So they have like an old one room schoolhouse there. So like you go in there and on the wall is posted like the placard of the rules the teachers had to follow. And it was like,
the teacher must
wear two petticoats at all times. And they
must be escorted
by another woman and be back before 8 o'clock every day. And I'm like,
before sundown, you have lived at the schoolhouse.
12 candlelights at all times. Like,
they did.
What?
They say it like,
Ohio has a very pristine accent when they speak.
And they use this accent every time. You must use this accent when you teach arithmetic
Why
in
are
the
you
classroom.
Talking
about
that?
Oh.
I don't know.
What?
Okay, I got a serious question though. This is like totally random, but when you was talking about like the pre-K classroom and the setup, I want to know, them carpets that y'all got in pre-K class, they be shampooing them carpets. They do shampoo them?
Well, you have, so my,
because them carpets, they're a lot of fungi lurking.
Yeah, when you have those scabies out.
Yeah, you never want to take that carpet and flip it upside down and look at the backside. It's like, that's not a color I've ever seen before. But like, what I would do, because you can't, I mean, kids, I mean, they're pre-K, they have accidents. So what you do is I usually would just request, if I knew there was an accident or like they went in, there's mud outside or something, I would always request for them to shampoo it. But at the last school I taught, which was, actually it was a private school, I had thought, surely they're doing this, like at all times. And then I had a child vomit all over my shoes one time. And I walk into the school the next day and I'm like, that is the same stain that was there yesterday.
Ew.
And so I said, did they shampoo the carpet? Well, did you request it? You, as my admin and director, saw the vom. I shouldn't have to request that. They didn't clean it. So instead of that, because it sat for more than 24 hours, I request a new carpet. Those things are expensive.
Oh, yeah. Like, my school bought me a new carpet this year because I didn't have one the past 2 years because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And they allowed me to bring it back this year. And I know fifth grade is, like, older, but I like us all coming together.
100%.
So I got this beautiful carpet from Amazon. It's, I just put in a requisition for two different ones, and they, like, I give them a cheaper option and more expensive.
The one I want.
And they bought me the more expensive one. And
oh,
it's
nice.
This beautiful carpet. It has, like, orange, pink, blue, and silver, like, splatter all over it. It's mm-hmm. it's real
That's
nice.
Cute.
And one of my students was sitting, because I let them do flexible seating in my classroom.
Which is awesome.
And, thank you. She was sitting on the beanbag chair the one day, and she had her water bottle. Well, she didn't realize her water bottle had been leaking the entire class time.
No.
So I'm like, that's no big deal. It's just water. Like, just get some paper towels, sop it up,
it'll be all right.
And she's like, I don't know if my mom put tea in here for me.
It was tea.
And I said,
it was tea.
Okay, well, look at it. Does it look like tea? And she's like, I don't know. Because I think she was afraid I was getting it mad.
Yeah.
And so I open it and I'm like, this sweet tea.
Oh, no.
So, like, we have awesome custodians. So I just called them and they brought
Shout
the carpet scrubber.
Shout out to the custodians, man.
They got that stain out like that. And I was like, my brand new carpet.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't ruin the carpet.
Are you dripping on my floor?
I don't like when admin, like, pokes their head in like they caught you doing something. They don't, like, unlock the door and walk in. And, my God, I have to tell my students when they're trying to get up, sit down somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get up and open my door. You don't know who at the door.
Right.
Ask, is that an adult or a child? If it's an adult, if it's admin, they got a key. Don't be getting up opening my door because I don't know who out there. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And some of these kids that be trying to skip class and come see me, I don't want to see them. Okay.
I don't want to see them.
So the admin, like, they'll unlock the door.
That's why they have 13,000 keys.
But they'll open the door and just poke their head. And they'll poke their head in like, hey, nah. They come in with the quick
catch up.
Yeah. Like, they caught you doing something. I'm like, bro, at this point, y'all ain't got no subs. I'm not finna get up. Like, are you trying to catch me doing something? Like,
what do you think
that man do that?
Like, what do you think I do?
I'm not a child.
I told you guys this story, but I'll tell them. So my principal at my old school was like I had two different ones. We had one for 2 years, and then she got booted and sent to the other school.
Booted.
Because nobody liked her. She was mean.
Oop.
She was like, I'm gonna straight up say it. She was mean and she played gotcha. Like, she tried to get people in trouble all the time.
I can't stand it.
So I'm in the middle of class. I literally go over to my desk to turn on my document camera to teach math, and I had my email already pulled up on my desktop.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that I have an email from my principal. So I'm thinking, if she's emailing me during class time, it's probably something urgent. Let me check.
Right.
I click on the email, read it. She just needed a quick response to something. So I quickly just typed her an email, shot it back, and then got on teaching. 2 seconds later, I'm getting another email from her saying, I really appreciate your prompt response time. However, I noticed that this is a time that you have students in the classroom with you.
Oh my gosh.
You should not be on your computer when you have students with you in the classroom. Please do not answer my emails until your own time.
I'm would have got it right up there.
Girl, you emailed me.
Right. I would have said, oops, sorry, like, right away.
Honest teacher vibes would have got wrote up that day.
That was when I was still in my, okay, and that's frustrating phase.
Here's my thing, too. Just because you are a good teacher doesn't mean you're going to be a good admin. There are some people
on
that
power
school
trip.
Districts, yeah, they be on a power trip for real. I'm like, yo, like, nobody is trying, like, nobody's against you, man. Like, nobody, but I'm like, you might have been, like, a phenomenal teacher, and you might have been great, like, teacher of the year and all that, but leading adults and being a teacher to children is not mm-hmm. the same thing. And nope. I could never be an admin because I can't deal. I can deal with kids acting like kids. I can't deal with adults acting like kids. Yeah. I can't do that at all. But the other thing that I'll say is some teachers walk in mad at admin, automatically admin ain't even do nothing to you.
Yes.
And so right. hear me when I say we know admin get on our nerves sometimes. They be over the top sometimes. But just like we want admin to see us as people, we need to see them as people too.
Yeah.
You wake up and before you ever walk in the building, you mad at admin. They ain't do nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? So, and then this is one of the other things that I came to recognize, and somebody said it earlier. Admin has pressure on them from people that's above them.
For sure.
You know yes. what I'm saying? So, when they're saying stuff to us, they're not necessarily trying to be hateful. They're not necessarily trying to micromanage.
It's usually not their choice.
Right. They right. gotta yeah. they gotta yeah. do their job too, or else they're gonna get fired. You know. But some people really, some admin really are. Not like they're not bad admin. So if you're a teacher and you like, you can be toxic to admin because every time you see them, you talking crap about them to somebody and they literally have done nothing to you. And we all complain about our admin. Hear me what? But it's those certain people you can tell like they just do not like the person.
Yeah.
Well, and I always say when I'm like on a live or I'm on social media and people are like, you know, I couldn't go to my uncle's funeral because they said we didn't have enough. I said, well, then your admin steps in. And people are like, what about the admin? I said, I would not want to be an admin right now, but my job is I'm advocating for the teachers.
Right.
That's not to say I have so much empathy towards admin because I can't imagine how stressful it would be to right. be able to deny people PTO because you just don't have the
right.
coverage.
Right.
There's I don't know the solution to that, but and I don't even know how to help them troubleshoot that. But right. what I do know is that it's not a teacher's problem, and right. you yes. as the admin, it is your problem.
Right.
And I'm not saying I don't have empathy for you because I do not want to be in your
yeah,
shoes right now.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh,
absolutely.
No.
I would never want to be an admin. And the admin at my school, they're not the kind of people that just be in their offices all the time. My admin, like literally walking around, interacting with kids. I saw this was like the sweetest thing to me. Our sixth grade principal is like this older black man, and he looks real serious, but he's like the sweetest guy ever. But he walks around like with his hands behind his back, you know what I'm saying? Like joking.
yeah.
Joe Clark, like, lean on me from Eastside Fair, Eastside High. So I saw him one day, and he normally has been the principal for 7th to 8th grade, but they moved him down to 6th grade this year. And so when you've been in 7th to 8th grade as a principal and you move to 6th grade, 6th grade essentially still feels like elementary school sometimes. Like, it just, yeah. until they get to that second semester where they kind of, but that first semester, they still feel like they're yeah. in 5th grade.
Yeah.
So I saw him one day in the cafeteria, and he looks so serious a lot of times. And I looked up, and he was sitting, y'all know them little tables in the cafeteria, them some tiny tables. He was sitting down in between like 3 or 4 kids, just sitting down, a whole suit and tie on. Just sitting down Aww. In between those kids, just talking to them and hanging out. I was like,
That is so sweet.
The most precious thing ever, because that, like, I don't know why, but I had just, the 4 years that I've been at my school, I've never seen a principal sit down in the cafeteria like at the same table as them.
That is
I'm
really
not saying
sweet.
I'm not saying they have never done right. it. I'm just saying I had never,
You've
seen,
never
it.
Seen it.
And as a teacher, I just thought that was the sweetest thing, that this grown yeah. man right. in suit and tie sat down at that table with those kids. And he wasn't just sitting there. Like,
he was engaged.
Was chatting it up with them. They was having a good time. They was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was the coolest. I don't know why, but I was just like, that is like so
yes.
precious.
See, it's stories like that that makes teachers really appreciate good administrators.
Yes.
Like, we know
yeah,
that
we don't
they
want this to sound like it's an administration bashing
like
session.
Because
there's amazing admin out there,
right.
and there's also some really crappy admin out there.
And, like, 100%. It's really unfortunate. There are some teachers, like you, who are really fortunate enough to have really mm-hmm. awesome admin. But, you know,
admin.
I, in my 4 years of teaching, there's...
admin was horrible.
And, like, it's yeah. not even a subjective thing. And, like, I did
your
have a couple APs. I did have a couple assistant principals that, like, I loved them, and they were so sweet and they were so supportive. But even just like an example of my principal, the last observation I had with him came and like marked me down. It was just during virtual learning.
Yeah.
And was like, I know that you're not really teaching your kids what you should be teaching. And I'm like,
which is
what
so
are you
offensive
talking
because
about?
You spent so much time
right.
preparing lessons.
Yeah. Right.
Off
the,
time.
How many hours? 18 hours.
For one of those content videos. And he's like, you're not even like showing those to the kids. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, every evaluation you've right. come to, you've seen them. And he's like, well, I went to your YouTube and I can't find them anywhere. And I was like, are you talking about my personal YouTube or my professional YouTube? And he just was silent for a second and was like, you have 2 YouTube accounts?
Bruh.
And I was like, yeah.
Speak on what you know, sir.
Right.
One is for school and one is for not. Oh, I didn't know. Like, You literally have seen these
came
videos.
Came in ready to accuse you.
You didn't
right.
think oh, that if came you couldn't ready find to them, you. You didn't think that if you couldn't find them, that you might be in the wrong place. He didn't even dawn on him. Just instead decided like, it was better.
Didn't even give you the benefit of the right. doubt that you're a good teacher didn't and you would put your stuff.
Like, didn't even ask a question. Just decided to reprimand about it. And I was like, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Rude.
Absolutely that no idea.
That is wrong.
Yes.
Get out of here absolutely. With some orthopedic shoes.
Have you... So, I mean, because... Obviously, we just talked about your admin and social media. What is your, because this is admin and evals, right? What does your admin feel about social media? Do you like, they love that you guys do it? Or are they like, meh?
My whole loves that I have
my admin,
a TikTok.
As long as it's not anything inappropriate. He don't
care. Yeah. Well, my principal knows that I don't put anything inappropriate on the internet ever, and my superintendent knows the same thing.
Right.
I actually got put on like a community outreach
that's awesome.
Committee because of my social media and everything. And like parents in my district, even board members have commented on how good it is and how the kids like see me as a person.
Right.
And that's how I spin it. Like I like that the kids get to see me as a real human being and like
get to see me having fun. Follow
you got a lot of like more than I
that's like, why even sometimes when I work with like different brands and stuff and they're like, oh, we want to sell this, I don't know, I'm gonna use something I've never sponsored before. We want to sell this like back massager, and I'm like, listen, I want to work with you,
right?
But it's not gonna sell because I got 13-year-olds following me,
right?
Like, back massager.
It's not gonna work, dude. Like I'm saving you money,
right?
So like,
gonna make no money off
of
that.
I have mostly a lot of kids that follow me because of.
And when you first said that, I was like. No, you have a lot of followers. There's no way that... Girl, when I be looking at y'all video, the first 200 comments I could tell is kids.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Her kids literally...
Yeah, sometimes I forget there are adults on the internet. I'm like, do any teachers follow me? Like,
you gotta
look. Are there any of them out there? Right.
They make the cutest fan pages about you.
A kid commented on my thing, and I thought it was you. I was like,
do you want to hear something cute?
Lauren's Woolley.
Okay, so when I was at the airport yesterday flying here. I arrived at Pittsburgh Airport. I'm getting checked in, and one of my students was in line behind me. And I was like, hey, girl, what's going on? Where are you going? And she actually like made like a mini fan page for me because she loves my TikTok. And I guess her and one of the other fan pages like became friends over the internet. And they've actually like FaceTimed and everything, so like they made sure it was safe. And she and her mom were actually traveling to go meet them in
that
real life.
Is so cute.
So they like good were internet and friends, and now they're friends in real life.
That
too.
Is the most precious story.
I was like,
that's
so cute.
You're legitimately like a actual superstar.
Stop! Don't.
You the children are
a future star.
I love that.
That is
really
the children.
She keeps saying I'm not a perfect teacher.
That is so tough.
Ma'am, you're bringing children to. You are making friendships. That's
the
amazing.
The sisterhood of the traveling pants.
The sisterhood of the traveling woolies.
Secret like a beast.
The traveling fan pages. That's what it is.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what about you? What about you guys? Your principals.
So, y'all already know the
your
admin
was
that I
a hater.
He
was sipping on the hater account. He was like, that's
he
why she got a community guideline violation.
So, like, when I first started social media, I asked him first. I was like, this is my plan. Like,
and we had other teachers.
We already had other, like, TikTok famous teachers at my school and in other places in the county.
Which is unheard of because, like,
there were,
I don't know any other close to me.
Right. It was insane. And, like, so, like, there was one, she was at 500,000 when I started. And then there was another guy who was at, what, 800K when I started. Like, and he was at one of our feeder schools, and she was at my school. And so I asked him, I was like, hey, just letting you know, I want to do this. Great idea. Love it. Blah, blah, blah. Literally in the hallways throughout the year, like, would just give him updates. Oh, I just reached this milestone, that milestone. Great. So, blah, blah, blah. All
my favorite thing is when Becca goes, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
But all of a sudden, one day, he literally was just like, why are you doing this? What do you mean? Why am I doing this? You shouldn't be doing that. It's unethical. And I'm like, I don't understand. I've literally like been keeping you up to date.
To the other teachers?
No, like he's even given like an email form explicit permission to the girl at my school. As long as it's not filmed during school hours,
why did he single
you're completely
out?
Fine. But then all of a sudden was like, you can't do this. And I'm like, why? Well, it's unethical to film at school. And I'm like, well, you not only told this girl that it was okay,
right.
You gave me permission. I don't remember that.
I feel like even if you would have filmed at home, he still would have had a problem.
Yes. Well, like, then he told me that I could green screen my way into a classroom.
Becca and was I was like I ain't doing that.
Okay, sure. And then, like, summer hit, and then, like, HR was like, no, he's asked us to tell you that you cannot do that.
Oh, my God.
What's green screen
like,
your way?
Like, when you have a green screen background.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
And then, like, yeah, he's like, you can act like you're in your classroom. Oh,
like, you can use a green screen right. Your I do
and
what
I
was saying. Like,
you're not going to tell me that at my own house I can't use a green screen. Like, no.
He said that I could, but then asked HR to tell me that I couldn't.
Right, he was trying to do her dirty.
And literally, like, he tried to say because it was the county Wi-Fi, it's county property.
But they just be
because
making
that's
stuff.
A county wall in the background, sir. It's county property. So it's okay for her to do it.
I'm booing.
And it's okay for this guy to do it.
No. It's a public school.
Right. It's insane. It's so crazy. And to this day, like the guy teacher still makes content in the gym. In the gym.
Because he's a PE teacher.
Why did he single you out, though?
That it's so weird.
And he really, because me and Becca have been friends for a while.
Yes.
And so we, you know, before we ever did the podcast together, we were really good friends. And I mean, I would just be like, I cannot believe, like, some of the stuff. Because my principal, he's just never
he's
done that. Like,
he was crazy.
Like, singling you out for real.
And that was a school that I left in September. Because I was like, I cannot.
Right.
Like, it
can't
doesn't
work like
make,
this.
If I had a dollar for every time he either asked me to do something or gave me permission to do something or encouraged me to do something, right. But then turned around and couldn't remember that conversation, yeah. I would
That's
be set for life.
That's why you get everything in writing.
Well, you better CYA.
The permission for the other teacher was in writing. It was an email form.
Right.
I don't remember.
Like, I get everything.
It was crazy.
That would be so stressed. That would stress me out. I'd probably cry.
It was.
I just single me out like that. I'd probably cry.
I'd probably
cuss them out and then cry. Then I'd be in trouble. I'm like, I cussed you out because I was crying. I need a behavior plan. I told you all that already.
But what about you? What about your admin?
No, my admin has always had my back.
That
as long
awesome.
As I don't. My
that
admin always tells us don't ever say anything that I can't defend you.
Right.
Like he told us.
Right.
He told us that like in the classroom before I ever did social media. We had a meeting. He like if you say something to a student that a parent calls me and tells me you said that and I can't defend you to the parent,
right.
Don't ever say anything that I can't defend you on. And so he's always had my back with social media
that
as long as I haven't
awesome.
Posted anything crazy.
That is great.
So he a real one. I got you if I ever make it big. I'm gonna send you some money. $20
money.
On me.
My experience is a little bit different. My administration loved it at first.
Wait a minute, like, you're not gonna race past that like you
right,
didn't just say that
just
what you said.
Yeah,
like,
just,
say what you just said.
My experience is it's a little varies. So they loved it at two of them loved it. We had three administrators. Two of them loved it at first. Like talked to me about it all the time. Like would send me video ideas. Like they loved it. And then the other one like claimed she was like a super hip. Like she was young. She's like. Maybe 45. She's probably 40 and I just made her mad. It's okay. But look, super hip, super, super young. And she was like, I don't know what TikTok. You have like almost teen children. You know what TikTok is.
Right.
But it's whatever.
Yeah.
Totally whatever. And then I'm very, it's funny because like each teacher creator has different guidelines and rules
right.
that they follow. Right. So like some people, like I know I do things that a WAD teacher would never say or do.
Yeah, we had this conversation
right.
before. Like
right.
things you're comfortable with,
it's
maybe we wouldn't be things we
with.
Do,
right.
you wouldn't
right.
be.
And mm-hmm. so like there are things that I would say that you guys would never say, but there's places that you guys record I would never record. Like I knew that I would never record my classroom. I would never record students' voices or even students in the room because I didn't record my classroom. I would say where
that.
I worked and
that.
I would never use a student's name that I've had in the last 9 years. Like never, ever, ever. And so I was always very careful about what I did because I and also like I don't have I didn't have any students that were on TikTok because they're five
right
it's so
right.
I, like, right it's just parents so I BuzzFeed picked up something and the a parent called and was like is Tel drinking in the classroom and she's like what and she looked at the thing I was at home with water in a wine glass yeah. it wasn't even alcohol and I pretended to be teaching on Zoom we taught for 2 weeks on Zoom I've never done that. So they pulled me in and she's like, you just need to be careful about your professionalism, Tal. Hundreds of people see these videos. I said, hundreds,
right.
thousands,
I'm
millions.
Really
and she, her
Don't you
mouth
downplay my views.
Dropped. She was like, so it's fine. Did they love it? No.
I
but did I do a single policy violation? Also no. Still have
I love that. Hundreds? What do you mean hundreds? That's what Jody was on.
Millions, millions. Thousands. We are getting flagged down. They're giving us like wave signs. They're like, it's been too long.
Oh, you're talking about them.
They were like, they looked at me and they were like,
we want to go home.
This is too much. So I think, can you take us out?
Oh, absolutely.
That's how sleepy I was. I was like, what is he talking? I thought you were talking about your principal was flagging you down.
I
was like,
at first either. She's so exhausting. The lights are so blinding. But we hope that you enjoyed a lot of our stories from today. We hope that you contribute some of your own admin eval stories in the comments. We would love to read them. We love laughing with you guys. We love seeing you guys interact with each other. So definitely do that. We hope you have a fabulous rest of your week, and we love you guys so much. Bye, my lovelies.